What do you make of this allegation from conservative ethics critic Michael Barrett that Speaker's Spotlight Agency destroyed documents? The allegation, I think, the implication is they did it to protect someone. What do we know about this, Bob?
Well, in the case of the conservatives, I think they have jumped the gun. It often happens in Ottawa that you smell blood on the floor and you think, oh my goodness, there's another victim coming my way. But this one really doesn't hold up to scrutiny. The Speaker Spotlight did destroy documents, as any company can after the seven-year period. But it was done well before the whole Wii controversy erupted. This was done last year, and over the years, as any company does, after 6-7 years, you're allowed to get rid of these documents. Now, they do say they have some digital copies, which they are more than happy to turn over to the committee, and I'm assuming that they will do so. So it's not, at first blush, when we first saw this, we thought, oh my God, Trudeau has gotten to the Speaker's spotlight people, and they told them to destroy these documents that could that would show how much the Trudeau family has gotten money from the Speaker's spotlight. But when you look at it a little closer, well, it ain't there. This dog don't bark.